In primary two, my class teacher invited me to join her drama team, English drama team, and I joined that since I was in primary two until primary six. And in these 5 years, I played a lot of English drama with her, and actually, I don't know many English vocabulary and sentence structure before, but I think by reciting the script, this can help me a lot in learning more new vocabulary and sentence. Yeah.
I see. So you must quite like acting to commit yourself to join the drama club. So do you remember any favorite characters you played?
The story was actually created by the teachers. We didn't play the classic drama, but I think as you say, I like performing in front of people, and I think this also improved it also enhanced my courage to speak English in front of a lot of people. So I think it helped me a lot.
Yeah, and I want to know more about when you're reading a script, because being an actor, memorizing the script and actually making it real to the audience is really important. So how's the process for you? Do you mind describe it a little bit?
I think the first thing I have to do is to check the dictionary, but as I remember, if I was in primary school, I don't know how to check the dictionary by myself, so I think it's my English teacher to check it for me. That's the drama teacher to check it for me and explain what the drama is actually about and what every sentence is talking about. So she helps me a lot. She helped me a lot in understanding the story, so that I just need to use my acting skill to perform the actual stories and the scenario to the audience.
I see. And other than learning English through drama, I want to know, on a side note, tell me about the joy of acting.
I like the sense of satisfactory gained through acting, because I think when you're acting on the stage and everybody and every audience is looking at you and waiting for your performance, and yeah, I think I like this sense of satisfaction.
I see, that's great. And it's great you have something you're passionate about. And so do you read other plays, since you like acting, do you read plays to count as your reading experience?
I don't like reading English at all, but I think reading is not my thing, because reading Chinese is also, I think it's also boring for me. But I think as compared to reading Chinese, I like reading Chinese more, because when I read English, there are lots of vocabularies that I don't know, and when there's a page that it contains about 10 words that I don't know and I have to check the dictionary, I think it is really troublesome. So I don't really like reading English novels, but I like watching movies. Yeah, and I think watching movies is different from reading novels, because watching movies, the movies will tell you a lot about the scenario that I don't have to imagine by myself when I read a book.